There you are. I should have known you'd be hiding in your fucking bedroom. Of course, the front door was locked. But hey, surprise! I'm a friend and I know where the fucking spare key is. If I had rung the doorbell, you probably wouldn't have let me in. But forget about how I got in here for a moment, okay? What's this bullshit I hear about you quitting the team? God damn it. I fucking knew it. It's because of her, isn't it? Look, I was happy for you when you finally found a girlfriend. You've been my friend since basically forever. Except when I want to fucking kill you, which is basically at times just like this. It's not like the team takes that much of your time. There's some practices after school and one game a week. We're almost through the season too. We've been kicking some serious ass. You and me, we've been leading the team to their best season in years. But you're going to throw that all away because that bitch of a girlfriend wants you all to herself. Yes, yes, I called her a bitch. Get over it. You know she is one, and out of respect for your feelings for her, I won't say what a goddamn fucking cunt she also is. So, you're welcome. It's pretty obvious that she's getting off to manipulating you and making you do everything she wants. There's no reason she can't allow you some time for sports. Or for just hanging out with your best friend. No, I am not leaving until you give me an explanation. Like, why you're letting yourself be whipped by her. Or why you're abandoning your teammates and your best friend. Is her pussy seriously that good? Wait. That expression on your face. You haven't even had sex with her yet, have you? You're letting her push you around like this, and you're not even getting any action out of it? What? Is she promising to finally put out for you once you do one more thing? Dude, she's stringing you along. I mean, look at yourself. You changed the way you dress. You won't make time for your friends or sports after school. She probably keeps hinting that if you change just one more thing, she will spread those scrawny little legs of hers for you. And who knows? Maybe you dropping the team is what makes her finally decide she's turned you into the man of her dreams. And the man that finally deserves her precious little pussy. But that's only after you've left your love of the game behind, your friends, including me, the one who used to be your best friend before she came along. Oh, don't give me that crap. Look me straight in the eye and tell me that she likes you hanging around me. Is she just jealous of the time we spend together hanging out? Or is she threatened by me simply because I'm a girl? Oh, I'm sure you've explained that we're best friends, but something tells me she doesn't care. She wants to be the only woman in your life. Hell, the only person in your life, really. Well, let me ask you something. Is she really all that special? She's okay to look at. If you like the way too feminine types. But dude, I really don't think she's your type. I think you are taking what you can get. A girl is finally paying attention to you, and you're snatching up the opportunity. Especially if she appears to be willing to sleep with you. You're thinking more with your balls, dude, and not your brain. Gosh, I knew it. I was right. Look at you. You're blushing. You're just eager to be a part of the whole relationship thing. Or to finally lose your virginity. Well, for that part, I can't blame you, I guess. But what I can blame you for is abandoning your best friend and your teammates for some girl and a little bit of sex. And you know what? I am seriously offended. If you were that desperate to get laid that you'd screw over your best friend and team, at least you could have just checked with me first. No, I don't mean you need my permission to get laid. What I mean is if it meant that much to you, I would have fucked you myself just to avoid this whole mess. Why does everybody assume that I'm a lesbian? Just because I have short hair and prefer to dress in more comfortable guy clothes and skip out on the stupid heels, that doesn't make me a lesbian. Liking sports does not make me a lesbian either. And those girls I slept with, it's because I'm bisexual. I mean, I do enjoy other girls, but my first choice is always going to be with a man. I just never really got around to having a relationship. Because it would just be complicated. But you're my best friend. And we make good teammates on both on and off the field. So if you're going to let yourself go crazy over your first chance at pussy, well, might as well be my pussy. And if I'm finally going to jump on the cock bandwagon, might as well be your cock. And once you finally get laid, you can go back to being less of an asshole, and we can get back to being friends. Then we can hang out again, and you can rejoin the team. We can talk about old times together, and we can even talk about the time we had sex. You can thank me for saving you from that evil bitch. Not like you're even sure she's gonna put out for you. Maybe she's just some enormous tease. But have I ever lied to you? At least something that really mattered? I'm guaranteeing you sex right here, right now. We can even do it again in the future. As long as it does not get in the way of our friendship and the team. Yeah, I can see why you might not believe me. After some of the jokes I've pulled on you in the past. But I'm not joking now. Not when our entire friendship is at stake. Maybe your entire future, if you somehow end up getting stuck with that walking Barbie doll. If I was joking, would I be taking off my clothes? You haven't seen me naked since, well... Since my parents said we had to start wearing swimsuits in the pool. Remember? I do even have a suit. So I made you help me buy one since I hated shopping. And I got mad because she said I couldn't just wear trunks like you because of my breasts. But I got by with just wearing a t-shirt for a top for the rest of the summer. But the next year, my mom was saying that was worse than having no top. Oh, come on. When I mooned you last month, that doesn't count. We've been mooning each other since forever. So seeing my butt isn't seeing me properly naked. But now, you get to see my breasts, and not through a wet shirt. And they are a lot bigger than they were then. I guess I should be grateful that my coaches started making me wear bras, even if my mom couldn't get me to. I think they turned out pretty nice. Better than the girls I slept with. And you haven't seen my pussy in a long, long time. Since before either of us started getting pubes. Well, not that I have them now. But don't think that I'm doing that for girly reasons. Everyone expects girl athletes to shave their pits and arms, and I just figured I'll take care of everything at once. It's not like it was for you or anything. Well, are you just going to make me stand here naked by myself, asshole? I showed you mine. Let's see yours. That's how this game went when we were little kids. At least until we got bored of it and moved on to sports. And now it's a decade later, and here we are. Getting naked in front of each other so I can save you from that stupid bimbo bitch. And I'm gonna give you what she is not willing to. A place to put that stupid heart on. But before you could even put it in me, you kind of need to pull it out of your pants. In fact, just take your pants off entirely. There now. That wasn't so hard, was it? Wow. Talk about poor choice of words. Because you are really, really hard. Let the record show that guys like this body a whole lot more than the girls. And let the record show that based on how wet I'm getting, I like your body even more than their bodies. Even if you do need a haircut, your hair is getting longer than mine. Though, that isn't really saying much. After this, I'll take you to my barber and butch up your hair a little bit more. Now, let's see. You're a virgin, and I'm a virgin. Well, with guys at least. But I'm going to be taking the place of that bitch, so maybe it just makes sense for us to do this doggy style. Nope. I've made up our minds. It's doggy style. But on your bed, I haven't been able to spend time in there with you for a long time. I think the last time I was even in your bed was when we had sleepovers. I think back then you still had Transformer sheets. It's too bad you outgrew them, though. Because I always thought they were cool. Okay. So, come on. Get up on the bed with me before you do something stupid and change your mind. Once we do this, changing your mind is no longer an option. Because if you go back to that bitch after I let you fuck me, I will destroy you. Oh, fuck. Are you sliding it up and down my slit just to turn me on more? Are you just having trouble getting it in? Oh, fuck. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Because that feels really good. Are you leaking stuff out on me already? Or is that just me? Oh, fuck. Damn it. Just put it in already. Doggy style does not mean I'm going to beg you for your boner. Almost there. Just a little higher. Just put it in all the way. It's best that you do it fast. Pulling off a band-aid. Fixing a dislocated shoulder. Just grab my hips. Even though there isn't so much there to grab onto. Not like some other certain fat ass bitch. Those stupid childbearing hips. Can't believe you almost lost your virginity to that. Oh! Fuck! Okay. Lost your virginity to me and vice versa. I think I'll shut up about her. Just give me a minute. What? No. It doesn't hurt at all. It's just something in my eye. Your room is fucking dusty. Or maybe I'm just overcome with the emotion of the moment. How sweet this all is and shit like that. A girl's first time is sometimes very special for her. So don't fuck this up for me like you fucked up that last game. Not buying it, huh? Bought me some time, though. So go ahead. Make it special if you want to. I'm mostly just saving you from her. Keeping you on the team. Oh. And for an orgasm. If you think you can help me out with that. That's a good start. If you pace yourself like this during the game, You wouldn't be dragging your ass in the last few minutes all the time. Well, I expect better of you in this matchup. We're a team, after all. Just like in a game. We both know how the other's going to move and what they're gonna do next. You think like we've done this before? Or like we were meant to do this with each other? You're lucky I saved you from her. She'd be lying on her back right now, tell you to be careful not to mess up her hair or makeup. With me, you can fuck me as hard as you want. Oh yeah. You're getting there. You're getting me there too. But can you just reach between my legs and... Oh yeah. Yes. Right there. Keep doing that and I'll be your best friend forever. Or at least until I come. Which isn't gonna be long now. Let's finish strong together. Just like any other game. Don't give up until it's completely over. Hey, I'll race you there. Except, I'll kick your ass if you leave me behind. Except, fuck it. Just get there at the same time. Oh, fuck.
Hey, I didn't tell you you could come in me. I'm just messing with you. Just like you made a mess of me. I'm all hot and sweaty now. I've got guy and girl juices dripping out all over me. Well, as Coach always says after the big game, time to hit the showers. Except you only have the one shower. So we'll just have to work something out, I guess. I know Coach always tells you no horseplay in the showers, but I think this time there's gonna probably be some foreplay.